What up, y'all? This is your boy, Danny.
Danny Brown? Is that Danny Brown?
No, man. Danny Swain. And you're now tuned in to the dopest podcast on the internet, The Frocast, nappyafro.com. You dig?
Nappyafro.com.
You are now tuned into the Bastard Podcast of the internet. This is the Frocast episode 153. I'm your man Saul Wright, aka You Better Call Saul, sitting in with King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy King Germ, aka King Kunta, in the building.
Oh shit. You know, it's interesting you said that. I just got done watching the review, quote unquote, by Dead End Hip Hop. Did you see that?
Nah, you know, I read other niggas' reviews. What? Once you read the best, there's no need to read the rest.
This is true. It's interesting the way they did their review. I don't know if that's, you know, this is the first time I've seen them do anything. First time I've watched, not say seen them do anything. That sounds dismissive as fuck.
Oh, so it's a visual review?
Like, it's on YouTube. Like, it's four dudes sitting around the table and talking about the album. So they didn't give it a score. But I agree with most of what the last dude had to say. And he was kind of saying, you know, after having time to sit with the album, he thinks it's important. He likes the message. But all the songs don't rock for him. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's where I'm at. Like, when I first heard it, the first spin, I was like, eh. And then somewhere around the middle few spins, I was like, yo, this album is dope as shit. It was still songs I didn't like. Like, I don't like that This Dick Ain't Free shit.
This dick ain't free. You talking about that one?
Yeah, I hate it.
Is that the spoken word one?
Yes, that is. That is the first skip.
Yeah, okay.
That's the first skip on the album. Like, mine goes from intro to song three. I skipped that shit. But I think it's okay to like an album and think it's important and not think it's perfect. Mm-hmm. So if I were reviewing it, it wouldn't get a 5-star.
What's the other song I really not? Yeah, it might be the spoken word song. That's the one I don't like.
Yeah,
it's hard to get into that one. It's just like, I don't like what he, you know, the way he going. This, I mean, that part is funny. This dick ain't free is funny, but I just don't like the whole spoken word aspect of it. Like, I feel like if this song been made in 93, around Love Jones came out, it might have been hit. Big hit. But today, I don't know about that one, Kenny.
And I don't know that people are going to be honest about that because they feel like you're being too harsh or you're being closed-minded.
Come on, man.
You
just
don't like it.
One song? You don't like one song?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, bro. Like, it's okay.
And like I've said before, when we started doing this shit, when we started mentioning 5 stars, if there's a skip and it's we're not talking about like a little punk-ass interlude. If it's an actual skip, because that song is a song, it's not a 5-star. So for
my favorite song, still Hood Politics. Still my favorite song.
Hey, you like You when it first came out, too. You really like You.
You is which one? How do You go?
I don't remember offhand. I remember you talking about it, though. I can't think of it, you know.
I think I said that one was trash.
you like...
if I went back to when I was reviewing it, while I was listening to it the first spin, when I kept texting y'all, I think I might have been like that You song. I didn't like that one.
Maybe because you said you was like, you nigga, you. I thought you were saying like that. I didn't know you saying like you nigga.
Oh, okay. No.
But anyway, it's good to sit on the album, you know, and listen to other people's reviews every once in a while.
No 24-hour turnaround reviews here, man.
Yeah, nah, we're not doing that shit. And also, I wanted to mention this real quick before we got into the outline, which is going to be, you know, relatively quick. I feel like
we sound like a preacher, sorry. We always say that. Ends up 2 hours.
This is true. We're not trying to do 2 hours a day. You know, niggas
let it
the
happen
road.
Organically.
That's true. Let me stop saying
I'm going to say this one thing and I'm going to let you go.
I was listening to, you know, there's a lot of podcasts out there. There's a million podcasts.
And the podcast lane is getting just as crowded as the website lane or the blog lane.
Or the magazine lane. Hi, Black Ink.
Shout out to Caesar.
And there's a lot of cats that's getting picked up. I guess what I'm trying to say is I don't like hearing people make success stories when they admit that they didn't do a lot of work.
Exactly.
I don't like that. And I mean,
not
it's
a
cool
success story. You are hot over your microwave. You're hot right now, but you ain't bubble. You ain't a pot of gumbo like Nappy Afro. We're a pot of gumbo
for real. For I mean, for
competition
real.
Chili. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, it's a lot of cats ain't doing it like we've been doing, and that's not me to my horn. The reason I'm saying this is because, like I said, there's podcasts, people out there doing podcasts, and I know that there's some podcasts, especially for us, the Fro Horsemen, we don't have the guests come on, and we don't do all the research and all this shit. We kind of shoot from the hip. That's kind
y'all
of
fans, y'all are by fans. Y'all yeah. like claim to be experts of wrestling, and oh, my great great uncle was the late great Hacksaw Billy Dunn. You know, y'all not saying that shit. Y'all nah, fucking and, fans.
And exactly, that's kind of our voice is doing the fan shit. I try not to read dirt sheets. GQ will read the dirt sheets and bring that shit to the show. What's and the that just kind of works.
Explain the dirt sheet to the people that don't know.
That's the background information for the okay. actual wrestling. So, you know, it's people out there that make their living off of exposing the other stories behind wrestling. This person will be the champ and win this day because of this. The politics. They do all that. I try not to read any of that shit. Just because that's my voice on the show.
Yeah.
So when we sit down and do this, when we first started doing the Frocast, we didn't have outlines and shit.
Hell no.
We sat down, turned the mic on, and we started talking.
Talk.
And that's cool. But we wanted to do something a little bit different. We yes. wanted to have some focus and talk about shit. So when we do these shows, Germ is a lot better at shooting from the hip for the Frocast than I am. Germ will send me a topic in 5 minutes to be ready to roll. That doesn't mean that that's when he got it. He might have been thinking about this shit all week.
Yeah.
But his setup time for the show ain't a lot. My setup for the time, if I don't do at least an hour and a half, then I'm not doing the show. I'm like, fuck that. I don't want to do that old shit no more. But cats is getting on like that. And I'm
yeah.
my whole point is, you know, props. But if you make it, like, respect the what you're doing.
Yeah. I feel how Samuel L. Jackson felt when all the rappers were getting all the acting jobs.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
True thespians not getting roles because this nigga just hot right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? He can't act. You know, so never mind, he's going to have to go to 6 weeks of acting classes to say 10 lines. But hey, you want him in this fucking movie.
That's true, man. Is it sour grapes? Am I bitching? Am I hating?
No, it's all right. Listen, we've been doing this for a long time. We can bitch. I don't care. And let some of these new jacks hear us. I'm like, oh, y'all nigga just mad because we doing it better than y'all. You're not doing it better than us. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, you're not. You know what I'm saying? Just because, like I said, I don't know. But fuck it. We going to keep our head down, keep goddamn grinding, doing what we do.
Pretty much. That's what it boils down to. We just going to keep doing it. I guess
we stick together like flour and water to make that slow, though.
Oh, I don't
know
shit.
If y'all young niggas know what that means.
Oh, shit. I guess that kind of... I thought about this because I'm watching, you know, the few TV shows we got left, and I feel like it's been a recurring theme all week. You know what I'm saying? When you look at Black Ink, and Caesar's like, he's been doing this shit for the shop for all this time, and here go Puma, who basically came out of nowhere, and is on the show running shit.
Allegedly. Well, Puma was there at the start of Black Ink, though. You know what I'm saying? He was there, him and, like when Ted was saying, it was him, Puma, and Ted. Like, I don't know if Walt was even there, but it was him, Puma, and Ted. They came in together. That's why I think Puma is kind of hurt behind this whole situation. And maybe even Caesar hurt because he's like, damn, nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? I really think it's just they were so close and to see it all, you know, money changed the situation. You know what I'm saying? Puma probably was used to being, you know what I'm saying, that side nigga not having a lot of change. But now that he's, you know, 30, 20, 40%, whatever how much of 124 he owns, you know what I'm saying? He like, you know, maybe that got him with a new attitude. And Caesar being the king of Harlem, you know what I'm saying? You know, all this shit, I think, is motivated by egos and money and fame. You know what I'm saying? That's what's going to happen. Because let them start throwing hundreds of thousands of dollars at us, all right? You think we won't start changing with each other?
It's a good point. So let's say that right now somebody comes to the Frocast and say, yo, we're going to put you on. Y'all will be celebrities. We got all this visual media. We're going to start doing the Frocast by Skype. Would you want to be that front of the camera nigga? Or would you want to be the behind the camera nigga?
I mean, I mean, it wouldn't bother me either way. Like, you know, BZ always make this joke, say, if we ever get on CNN, you're going to be the nigga to go up there and talk to him. Why me? You know what I'm saying?
First of all, correction. GQ would be the nigga we send up.
Yes, to CNN. Now, if we go to the O'Reilly Factor, yeah, send me.
You know what I'm saying? We get some regular shit. You know, yeah. Hey, we'll send anybody, but goddamn CNN, GQ, you gotta put you up there.
Yes, Him and Roland Martin can have a battle of ascots online.
Oh, my God.
If Roland's still there, I'm sure he's fired by now. But
hey, he's on BET now, so it's just
woo, what a step down.
Yeah, he's got his own little show on BET. But I don't know. I guess my whole thing on the Puma situation is Puma was, as Caesar put it, you were cleaning toilets and shit.
Damn. See, you know what I'm saying?
So now we're at a meeting. We're talking about boss shit. I'm running a magazine. Well, you know, as boss shit as that can be, right? I'm running a magazine. I got the dude who owns a couple tattoo shops. And I have to make this shit right with you. And you don't own shit. Why are you at the table?
He owns a little bit. He owns enough that dude want to include him in it. So whatever, like I said, maybe Puma got some dirt on Buddy. But whatever's going on, he has to include Puma in his deal, or it's no deal. So it's something going on. So it might be, I don't know. It's bigger than just, you know. Cause like I said, if a nigga only own 20%, I own 80%. I don't give a shit what he say. We gonna do this. But he said I'm not gonna do it unless y'all two. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Maybe he's trying to play peacemaker. Maybe I don't know. But like I said, it's plenty of ink in damn Harlem. And you know what I'm saying? So you know. Judging from the tattoos, I mean,
I was about to say I don't know who's doing the tattoos in Harlem. I ain't seen none in a couple weeks,
bruh. No, they did two on the show this week. Come on, man. They did letters. You know, Oh Shit got one done by letters, of course.
Yeah, it was all letters.
Then Big Gip came on there, got letters, and man, I was just like,
Gip on TV, shit.
Yeah, I was looking at Big Gip. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, boy, he must got a project coming out.
Absolutely. That's the only time. Now you figure this was filmed what, almost 6-7 months ago or something?
Probably 2-3 months ago. It's probably about 6 months back. So Love and Hip Hop a little more current than Black Ink. Black Love and Hip Hop, they probably like 4-5 weeks back. You know, it ain't that long.
Yeah, I mean they just got on Black Ink, they just got out of goddamn Puffy Coats.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. They still up there wearing like thick ass coats and shit. You know,
I don't know.
I like how we just jumped into TV talk. That's awesome.
I know. Should we just finish with the TV talk or should we go?
We too deep in the forest to turn around. So already.
All right. Well, fuck it then. Oh Shit made probation again. He either has the best lawyer or the best luck in the world.
His lawyer doesn't even know his name.
That. Oh my God. Was that his lawyer's real lawyer?
What's your name again?
Was that his real lawyer? That had to be some bullshit.
No, that's the lawyer that's always with him. That's the one. I was just in my head like, many times you didn't, like, I mean, dude, how many incompetent clients do you have?
Your paid lawyer, bruh.
Like the girl said on Twitter, at Kia JD, she said, if you want to turn a new leaf, how about using your real name? Your name is Oh Shit. Like, I mean, and then he don't want to accept responsibility for nothing. It's always somebody else's fault. I got a story ticket. I mean, I get tired of the Oh Shit story. Please.
But can you
end this now?
If you in a lane of tattooing and hip hop and Harlem, ain't his name Duncan?
I think it might be his last name.
Oh.
I
remember
they said his name one time when I think Duncan, it's two D's. No homo.
I know Anya, she doesn't call him Oh Shit. She calls him by his name.
Yes, and then so it's whatever. Because I remember he was like a Duncan, his last name. I remember when they came in. It might be Richard Duncan. I don't know.
Oh, you know what? I think that's right.
Yeah, because when they came for him, they was like, "Who?"
Yeah, I think that is right.
They was like, "Who's that?"
So his name is Dick Duncan.
Dick Duncan.
Wow.
Dirty Dick Duncan.
Yeah, you got to go by Oh Shit, bro.
Yeah, Oh Shit.
Yeah, you got to go by Oh Shit if your name is Dick Duncan.
How do you get that name, Oh Shit?
Like, why we're watching. We're watching shit? Why his name is Oh Shit. That's why his name is Oh Shit.
It's not. I don't think it's Oh Shit in a good way. It's like, oh shit, this nigga in trouble again. Oh,
exactly.
Shit. It ain't Oh Shit. That's dope. Nah.
You just answered it. That's why. It's like, oh shit, another one pregnant? Oh shit, I'm getting pulled over again?
So do you think he really got a paternity test?
I feel like if he had, it wouldn't be. We wouldn't still be talking about it this far.
Hey, look, took it to somebody to put him and the baby in the room. Looked at him. Nah, that's not your kid. Typed up a paper and gave it to his ass for $175.
Country Wayne did his paternity test.
You know what I'm saying?
Country Wayne said it. Nah, you hit the lottery because that ain't yours.
Yeah, everybody told me he looked just like you. He walked like you. He talked like. Oh, walking, that can be learned. Like,
absolutely, talking, it happens that can be all learned. The time. It happens all the time, nigga. People would have sworn that my brother was my father because I was acting just like my brother when I was a kid. That's who I spent my time with.
Niggas thought my nephew was my son. Well, he's not really my nephew. He's my cousin's child, but she's the only child, so he don't have no uncles or nothing. So he called me uncle. I was there. He looked like me. Everybody was like, "Damn, that's your kid?" No, that's not my fucking kid. It's my little cousin. You know what I'm saying? So it happens.
That's how it goes, man. But Ted was right. Paternity test everybody. Just get it all done at once. Oh shit! Look.
VH want to pay for it?
Of course.
They probably, they'll pay for it. They're like, "Man, listen, man, we paying for all your legal fees and everything. Like, come on, right, man.
Don't be surprised if Donna don't show up pregnant."
How you feel about was this the episode where Duchess and Ted extended the olive branch to each other?
That was the last. That was the episode before this one. Okay, that was when they were famous. This one was just, this whole episode, it wasn't really nothing but oh shit.
Yeah, a little bit of Sky in jail. She hollering at the, hey, I'm starting to think this is some phonery going on here, man.
What you mean?
Okay, like you said, it's all right. All the other prisoners got on fucking prison suits.
There were some women that had on those ugly ass pants.
But she had on shorts. Ain't seen none normal clothes like she had on.
Yeah, she did have on some shorts.
She had on some shorts one time, some tights or something. I was just like, why is you like? They she getting special privileges? I think it's some scared straight shit, bro. I ain't gonna front.
If you're living outside in the tent, I might have to let you wear what you want to wear.
Yeah,
I'm just guessing.
I'm gonna go back and look and see if them other ladies had on their little. Cause Sky better. How many pair of clothes they gonna let her change into? You ain't got.
That's true.
See what I'm saying? Like it's gotta be something like what? You got clothes here? You got a spot? Like what's going on? So I don't know.
And somebody, if it's in prison, are they gonna have men cameramen?
That's what I was just like. I think like you said, it's all right. It might be some fuckery going on in there. Like I don't know. Like she must be in like they might just got one tent somewhere that she fuck with, but I don't think she's not that high profile to do. So I don't know.
And it was just credit card fraud.
Exactly.
So, and it was a probation violation. So it's not even for the credit card fraud. It's for probation. I don't know.
She done with it after this though. I would do that if you telling me I had probation because she was like she facing 9 years.
Right.
And all you gotta do is 2 months and it's done? Man, give me them 2 months, man. I ain't crying or nothing. I'm crying tears of joy that I ain't gotta do 9 years. So Sky, give me them fake tears. Like I know you saying, well, you got people talking about you ain't in jail. You don't know. Nigga, I know if I'm facing 9, I only gotta do 2 months. Nigga, I don't give a fuck. I sleep 2 weeks. What are you talking about?
Yo, she should have been. What you saying? She should have been jumping and clapping heels like oh shit was.
What? She should have been like, 2 months. Thank you, Yana. Thank you.
Oh shit was too excited, nigga. I don't know that he's gonna make it. So you got 5 years probation, nigga. You fucked up.
That's too long. That's too long.
Yeah, you fucked up with 2 weeks. Like
you can't even go see your probationary officer every week.
1 month. In 1 month, you missed your probation appointment 4 times.
Exactly. You can't eat, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully, look, I'm pulling for you, dude, because I'm getting tired of your storyline. So I hope you get your shit together. Shit. But I'm pulling for you only because I'm sick of your story. I'm sick of it. Like, is that the only thing about you? I mean, you only have kids and go to jail. That's your only storyline. That's it.
Amen. Man. What can you say? And there is one other thing that has nothing to do with nothing.
What about Kwani, man? We forgot about that.
Exactly.
Kwani, Big Joe situation.
Okay, so Cease and Big Joe roll up to Puma's house, ring the doorbell, ask if Puma's there. Kwani says no. He tells him that we're looking for him, so we out. We leave. This is the whole thing. Kwani comes down the steps. Now, what did you say she looked like?
Like a smoker, a baser. She came out of the door. I was like, damn, Kwani, she smoked dope. And anytime I see a girl with like no butt and ain't no pants, we looking all baggy and it just looked, and then her hair was just like, she looked like a smoker. Like, yo, like, whoa.
Wasn't
like,
she a mixie?
Was she a mixie?
She was a mixie when Puma hooked up with her.
Yes. That's all you come on now.
How does she have Puma? No booty? We've seen
the mixies. Sky don't either. Sky queen of the mixies.
Well, that's because Sky gets down.
And Sky, she's shaped like a fucking upside down bowling pin. Like, I mean, it's just horrible.
But But she gets down, so she, you know what I'm saying, that's where she got her reputation from. I mean, she got Ted Pond and George and shit. So
pawning his busy. Shoes.
Hey, she gets busy, so she earned
it. Hey, look, Ted still got an L for that. Now, he still got an L. Like, Ted is the simp of the month for that shit. Like, I'm be honest with you, Ted. Like, Ted, that was some of the... For you to be the nigga that I thought you was, and then for me to see you do that? Hey. Like, man, it's all right. I mean, come on, man. Pawn some shoes. You know how bad that is?
Like, nigga, I just got my J's now, and there's no way. They haven't even made it to the closet yet.
All my J's are pawning shoes. The way you ain't got no electronics. You ain't got no rings, no jewelry, no nothing. You pawning shoes.
I'm not pawning my. Yeah, I don't. Nah, just like nah. I keep laptops on deck for this kind of shit.
I mean, you gotta have something in your house besides shoes of value. Like, is that the only thing you got of value? Shoes.
That's it. Probably shoes and DVDs. Well, he in New York. I don't even know if you know most New Yorkers watch TV.
Most New Yorkers don't have a lot. I mean, oh yeah! Shout out to I was on that site, and some dude made a post that he had made a post like he was 16 years old. I just got my license. Yay! I mean, and everybody, all the New Yorkers was like, "Yo, congratulations, congratulations!" I said, "Yo, how old are you? 16?" He was like, "Nah, I'm 35." Get the fuck that shit fucked with me because I was like, "Yo, so in New York." Getting a license, like they say, yo, you never think about it because you ride trains and buses everywhere. Like, I just couldn't, y'all can have this shit, dog. Like, niggas ain't got cars, ain't got jobs, ain't got license. I mean, got to pay $2,000 for rent to live in a house that's the size of my garage. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's fucking ridiculous. Man. Oh, man. New York is way overrated. On the overrated show, New York is on the list, dog. Fuck that shit. The weather whack. Ain't no grass, ain't no trees, too many people. Like, what? No.
It's definitely not my thing. But did you think that the way Kwani reacted was warranted?
I don't know what's going on. All she knows is her man at Puma. Yo, last thing I heard, you slammed my nigga on the ground. You know, y'all, it was fisticuffs. And Big Joe, a street nigga. So, C's and Big Joe show up to your door. She probably thinking, like, God damn, what the fuck they want now? She ain't know she asked what they wanted or nothing, so I guess she left to assume, like, oh, them niggas, you know, Big Joe came to see the nigga too or whatever, and you know, it was a problem. So she did what she had to do, but when she went around to, well, she was justified. I mean, but, you know, like I said, that's jumping to conclusions. All she had to do was ask. Now, another nigga that got on my nerves was Duchess, because Duchess popped all that shit. I mean, Duchess. Has she fought anybody?
No, she's definitely on that Kevin Garnett.
Oh, shit.
She's definitely on that Kevin Garnett.
I mean, she would, like, if you was a real bitch, you would have went over there and handled Kwani. You would have been like, yo, bitch, ba-da-da, drop. But you, I bet you Dutch has got no hands, bro. No hands. You can't have a master's degree and have hands, man. I'm going to go ahead and put it out there right there. If you a chick. Now, I don't want no niggas run up on me in the streets. Nigga, I got a master's, so what? I got a PhD, nigga, what? Oh, okay,
PhD
fine.
PhD and throwing these hands, nigga.
Yeah.
Got a master's degree in knocking your motherfucking ass out, bruh. punch hard degree. I got a punch hard degree. I got a PhD. That whole thing was just weird to me. Like, so if I'm the chick and this nigga is ringing my doorbell named Big Joe, who's like 6'4", 320.
That's not good news. Anything, nigga, big whoever at your door is a problem.
It's definitely a problem. I got these two niggas ringing the doorbell.
Big Joe, Big Ed, Big Ted, Big Les. Any big niggas knocking on your door uninvited, it's a problem. I'm going to think of it that way.
But now, are you going to go to where they're at? Like, you going to handle something if you Kwani?
I mean, she acted like she did. I mean, like I said, Kwani did some real shit. Because like I said, she was thinking it was, excuse me, this weather out here. Ooh, excuse me.
I know, man.
Yeah, but she was coming around there thinking it was a problem. So that's why, you know, I'm with her.
But she, I guess what I'm saying is that if it's a street nigga and you think they're coming to your house to give an ass whooping, come out with more than your cell phone.
But, she a girl, though. You know what I'm saying? So, and Big Joe not going to slap no chick up now. I don't know now. Big Joe might.
That's why you shouldn't try it. But if you're a chick and you know, hey, man, don't go out there. There's some women out here who can throw hands. But she
ride for a nigga though. That's why I say I give her points for ride for a man. Like no matter how irrational she look, She was riding for her nigga. That's some real shit. Like, she, you know, she asked no questions. She ain't want to know, like, oh, this is about magazine. We just want to know if he still went, oh, okay, well, I let him know. He could have been stopped right there. She thought it was fisticuffs. So she was like, yo, it's a problem. You know what I'm saying? So,
but
you know,
like I said. But your baby in the house.
Her mama mm-hmm. might have been up there.
Her mom would have came down. If her mom was there, her mom would have came down.
Yeah, her mama really liked Puma, so her mama probably sent Big Joe around there. Her mama would have helped Big Joe in the fight. She on Caesar's side. I don't know what Puma did, but I'm pretty sure Caesar right.
Yeah, that whole situation is fucked up, man. We spent way too much time talking about Black Ink.
Hey, man, ain't no more TV shows because, you know, Friday Night Tights didn't come on this week.
Of course, because it's over. I don't think it's coming back.
You don't think it's coming back?
Think it's coming back, man. It's just over.
Man, I will be disappointed if it don't come back, man.
That's why they've been pushing that golf show and that other shit.
On at 11. That shit come on after the replay of Friday Night Tights. Man, well, that shit ain't shit.
They got Friday Night Tights slot next year. And shit's over. I don't think it's coming back. Better Call Saul.
You gotta come back, Saul, right?
For what?
Just because we watch it?
I don't watch two seasons now. You know that's hey. Good luck on the third season.
Damn.
You know how I go. I done made two seasons now, so I'm just saying.
Right, look, man, listen. The numbers, hey, listen, man. History works against you right now.
I'm just saying. That's all. I'm you know how it goes. I got a history.
No Empire either, man.
Nah, Empire got to come back. They already got signed. They got the Tyler Perry. They signed for like two more seasons already.
Damn.
So they
did you hear about Empire Records? Some Empire company in California is suing the Empire because they're a record company and people are confusing the two. And Fox likes a TV show, but the people are like, no, nigga, y'all actually are a record company, bitch. Like, y'all sell records. Like, what the fuck? Like, y'all got songs on the radio. What you mean?
Are they going to sue? What was that? Oh, there was a movie called Empire Records. Are they going to sue them for the movie being out?
They can't. You're right about that.
It's just, like, I hate when people try to sue over basic shit.
You just opened up a new,
There's another lawsuit coming.
Lawsuit there, all right? The Empire Record nigga like, you right.
Like, shit, we was around first, nigga, from the 80s.
You right.
Damn, man. It's just annoying. Better Call Saul this week. One more episode after this week. I fell asleep again. Every episode, man, this shit.
Hey, maybe that's a good thing, sorry. Maybe, yeah, stop. Maybe that's a good thing for the show. Like, yo, they're like, yo, we're going to make it so sorry. Get this off the ground. Because that was like, look, that episode, this last one, oh my God, man. Spoiler alert. His brother Chuck is a dickhead, man.
Chuck is an asshole, yo.
Chuck is a dickhead, man.
God
Chuck,
damn.
Man. Fuck Chuck, man.
But we didn't have to go through 45 minutes of that shit to get to that point.
Yes, we did.
No.
It got to the point where when he was sitting at that table, he was like, what did I do to you, man? Like, he was just like, I ain't never done. And then it was just like, and I was wondering, like, yo, what did he do? And I thought it was the girl.
Because
when he told
too.
Her to close the door, I was like, oh, he fucking her, man.
Yeah.
He fucking her. And then when she came, I said, this nigga fucked her, promised her something. And then, you know what I'm saying? Then when it came down to it, he was just like, Chuck told me. Chuck, I was just like, this nigga Chuck a fuck, nigga. This nigga do all this shit for you.
Man.
But he ain't good enough to be a lawyer. He put up with your crazy ass nigga. I was like, he the only nigga that fuck with you. Them niggas don't fuck with you. I was like, I'm the one come over here bring you ice, gas, food, every fucking day. I'm like, man, fuck that.
Chuck
fuck
turned
Chuck.
On his bottom, bitch.
Fuck Chuck, man. That's why I was just like, yo, man, that day, that was some dirty shit. Because the whole time, it was like, Hamlet, like, I ain't got nothing against you, man. Like, Hamlet, like, bitch, I ain't got nothing against you. You know what I'm saying?
He looking at it like I can't say, but it's not
I can't
you.
Say it. And then Chuck's sitting there playing like, well, you know, Jimmy just like, and then fuck Chuck, man.
Yeah,
fuck.
Chuck
like,
fucked
hey,
that
yo, that's crazy. Like how fucking Vince and whoever wrote this shit, like Better Call Saul was like a sleazeball, but Jimmy, like you feel for this nigga, man.
Right?
He has a way of turning
that.
Bad guys into good guys. Man.
They did like, a good job with this shit, man.
Like, yes, Walt was a fucking meth dealer that was responsible for hundreds of crack addicts and deaths and robbery. He was responsible for all that shit.
And we was like, God damn, man, Walt dead.
Feel bad, man. I just want to see Walt win, man. I want to see Walt win. Now it's the same way with Jimmy, man. You want to see him win, man. Like,
so I guess.
But hey, I hope he take this money, man. I hope he don't just start throwing this money. Well, fuck that. Take this money, build your motherfucking empire, nigga. Like, fuck that shit.
I'm guessing that's where it changes to Saul Wright. It's like, God damn it, Saul Goodman.
You look at you, man. You keep name dropping, man.
I think this is where it changes.
3 weeks in a row, he's done this, people. 3 weeks in a row.
This is where he changes shit to Saul Goodman, like, because he wants to disassociate himself with the name.
Yeah, like Saul my brother Goodman. And shit.
So, yeah, exactly. Like, it's time to turn over. This is when he get the Cadillac. He get rid of that yellow ass Datsun or whatever the fuck that is.
It's a Subaru or something. It's either Subaru or fucking, I don't know. It's a piece of shit. Hey, you need to get rid of that shit. Like, that shit sound like an American car. Ain't no foreign cars can make that noise. They look.
Yeah, that shit is bad, man. So I guess that's where it happens. That's all I got for the show, man. Like, you know, they splitting up and the next episode and good. It's off TV. I'm good.
Yes, man. That shit is a fucking. I was checking to see if Friday Night Tights is going to get a season 3. Let me check and see, you know. As they
what it say?
Made a decision on it.
What it say? It say it ain't coming back, don't it?
Let's see.
Tell you, this shit's not coming back, bruh. It's over.
It's gotta come back, man.
No, it's over. There's no way they gonna play up concussions for fucking 8 episodes and then come back to TV.
But that's the state that they, look, but then they can show retribution of how, like, we you know, make it a fish, because like right now, all coaches gonna have to be heads up certified. Like, that's just something. So I'm going ahead and I'm, you know, you gonna have to be heads up certified. All their coaches in that league ain't heads up certified because the shit they was doing, you know what I'm saying, they should have known better. And so now I think they gonna show where these niggas get the training, because they gotta make it a story. It ain't, you can't just go out like that, show the ugly side of football to edit it in. You know, they ain't showing, like, the little Brandon story. That's a good story. They can have they ain't have no special kids and they'll score a touchdown this year. Nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? They have no feel good this year. It was just all gloomy. So I think next season is going to be better, man.
I don't think unless you see an NFL commercial, this shit is done. Unless the next time you see it, it's followed. They talk about Friday Night Tights coming back for season 3, and it's immediately followed by a Hard Knocks commercial. It's just not happening. NFL will get involved and be like, yo, y'all got to clean this shit up. We got niggas quitting in the prime of their careers. Y'all got to clean this shit up. I don't think it's coming back. I think that's all the TV talk. Like, I'm still catching up with Game of Thrones.
How far you even got in that?
Season 2. I'm like in the middle of season 2 now.
Oh, man. So season 2. So season 1, what happened to season 1? I heard you a big Dothraki fan.
Nigga, like, I was all Drago, and then Drago got fucked up. I was like, no, not hey, like this.
Hey, look, GQ Blue text me and was like, man, it's all right watching Game of Thrones. He said, talking about how he's a big Khal Drogo fan. He said, I ain't have the heart to tell him he ain't make it.
And it wasn't even like drawn out. It was like 2 episodes later. This nigga, he went from destroying shit and being a total badass to being an invalid. I was like, what happened? No.
He was like, I ain't had a heart to tell him that he don't,
he did.
He's a non-factor.
He did have the baddest bitch, though.
Yes. But calm down. She's only 14.
Kalima ain't 14.
Yes, she is.
In the story, she's supposed to be 14.
Yes, she's young as fuck, man.
I'm going to jail.
But the sad part about Khaleesi is she looked better. She looked better. Like, when I see her in real person, like in real person. When I saw her on TV, I was just like, you look way better as the Game of Thrones girl, like with the white hair. Like, she don't look right. Well, regular color hair, so yeah.
See, I ain't seen her shit else. I just saw her on that episode.
I saw her like on, you know, late night.
Letterman. She was doing the circuit.
Yeah.
I had to look her up. I don't know if I want to look her up.
She fine as fuck, though, man. But yeah, man,
I'm still catching up, man.
Cersei. Cersei, that's my baby, man. I'm in love with Cersei, man.
Which one is she?
That's the sister. That's the twin, Jamie, the one to fuck.
Oh, okay.
The one that fucks her brother. Yeah, her.
Yeah, that whole thing was weird. Like, when
that's old. Listen, man.
Game of Thrones back in the day.
it's all right though. But I'm gonna tell you what Game of Thrones people think it's all about dragons and nah. See, the dragons and shit just to throw you. That's the smoke and mirrors. Mm. What it's really showing you is how fucking mean and evil and nasty and just disgusting white people were. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and this is no shots to the ones, yeah. But I'm talking about them ones, man. Them, hey, they were just fucking. Listen, man. Hey. Cutthroat like a motherfucker. That's what I see from Game of Thrones.
It's a whole lot, and I guess that's the story of the whole thing is to be at the top, you got to be willing to do anything. And these niggas turning on everybody, family.
Nigga, don't have no fucking morals. Hey. Like when I say, like, I mean, this shit's fucking crazy, man. Like I said, man, hey, man, white people the motherfucking they the best and the worst. Like white people do crazy shit that yesterday at work, some white kids came in. And they was like, yo, do y'all sell them? You know them exercise balls? The ones you can do sit-ups on and shit?
Yeah.
Huh?
The BOSU ball?
Yeah, whatever they call them, motherfucker. Them big balls that you see.
Pause.
Yes, the ones that, you know, people use to exercise with.
Right.
So they was like, yeah, we're going to dig a hole in the sand or something. And they're going to use it as like a trampoline almost and jump into something. I was just like, who would have thought of this shit?
So they came to buy that shit so they could do that?
Yes. Just when I'm gonna break a bone, I'm pretty sure they're in the emergency room.
Sand on a plastic ball sounds like fucked up. That's what it sounds like.
Yes, like that ball. You don't know where you're going once you jump off that shit. Like I've seen many videos of people jump off the house to bounce on the ball, and they move the ball, or they miss the ball and fall on their tailbone. Like
They made a whole show on it. It's called Ridiculousness.
Oh yeah, my son loves that show.
They be getting fucked up.
Yes, sir.
I don't know, man. I was telling GQ, I was like, yo, what if they made a black version of Game of Thrones? I think
they did. It's called fucking Roots.
No. I think it would be dope to have the same setting with some black kingdoms and shit. I don't know.
That would be awesome, though.
It would be dope to see. You know, it ain't.
Hey, Oprah, Jay Z, all y'all rich ass motherfuckers, put y'all money together. Get Will Smith. Get that shit rolling, man. I don't care if your kid's in it, Will Smith. It's like, hey, you can play it. I don't care.
Just need some good writing and the shit'll work.
Yes.
Like, don't.
No Tyler Perry. No.
I was about to say, don't low budget this shit. Don't, fuck around and have the idea to do it and then have a $4 budget. Like, you know, make that shit work. Don't put everybody in the same grass skirt. We know how y'all gonna do.
Every grade, nah.
Yeah, so that's all the TV talk we got, though. So I guess we get to these regular topics.
Oh, man. Hold up. I gotta talk about this. I can't let it slide. I'm sorry. I know you don't watch the show.
What's that, Suits?
The Walking Dead season finale was fucking awesome. It's all right. I don't know why you don't watch The Walking Dead. It's like, you have to watch it. I can't really talk about it because you don't watch it, so it's just me talking, which sounds awkward. So... Walking Dead season finale was fucking awesome. Like, hey, Rick and the crew, badass. They took over the little spot. You know what I'm saying? Rick, you know, him and Morgan got reunited. And, you know, Morgan was like the first person Rick met after the apocalypse. And so and Morgan only been in like maybe like 5 episodes. And you know what I'm saying? So it's just for him and Rick to get reunited. That was a big deal because, like, Rick had been leaving them clues, left them a map, you know, little shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Where they've been moving. They had, like, CB radios when it first, and they'd come on every certain day at a certain time and, you know, see where they was at, try to find each other. But, you know, and then Morgan went crazy. Rick found him one time. Morgan went crazy. And, you know, when you lose your kids, your wife, and, you know, you're the only one left in the world, you know, fucking lose it, you know what I'm saying? So he went crazy for a little while. Then the motherfucker came back. I swear to God, he must have been chilling in the sewers with Master Splinter, because a nigga had a bow. He was moving like Donatello, nigga. That shit was fucking awesome. He became a ninja, nigga. Like, woo! So Morgan's back. He's a badass. He's fucking awesome. So Walking Dead, man, you got plenty of time. Watch this shit, man. It's a great show.
I had to catch up, like, by myself on one of the sites, because that's my wife's program. And so I think we started watching like the first 2 episodes, and then I got behind and she said, fuck it. And she just kept watching the shit. So she was watching and then deleted off the DVR. So now I'm like, damn, where's episode 3 at? Where's episode 4 at?
I need space.
Yeah. So now it's like, fuck it. I done missed, you know, we on season whatever 3 now, and I done missed all these episodes. So I got to get back in it and I got to catch up just like I'm doing with Game of Thrones. So I'm going to get there. I'm going to watch it. I ain't got nothing against the show. I just got to catch back up to it.
Yeah, you caught up. I got you.
Yeah. You know, I know. And since the wife, you know, kind of monopolized the DVR for him, I can't just jump in and start watching the shit.
Early one of this week. Miss Wright, man. She worked the remote in that house. That's what I'm talking
about. Whoa, let's not go that far. I'm just saying out of 100%. She did
shows without you watching it, man. I give her props.
That's the only show. So, like, the other day I had to tell her. I said, yo, are you going to watch these 7 Walking Dead or not? Because I got shit I can't even record. You know, that's all that is.
I got you.
But, I do need to watch. I need to watch Suits too.
Sorry, so I said, whoa.
Right. I ain't got nothing else. I got the TV, goddamn. Got the TV. Shit. Bracket check, man. What's up with the bracket? Where we at? We got the final four, right?
Okay, I purposely had Duke losing early so they'd go far, and luckily Duke made it to the final four.
Get the fuck out of here. Is this the 90s?
Yes.
Duke's in the final four?
And they're in Indianapolis. You know, Duke didn't want 2 titles. Look, Duke didn't want 2 already in Indianapolis. Indianapolis good to the Blue Devils.
Fuck. I'm already not interested. I hate
Duke this year, so you got 3 number ones and a 7 seed. You got Kentucky coming in 38-0. Wisconsin, that's going to be the first matchup. Well, that's going to be that side. They're matching up Saturday night about 8:30, 9 o'clock. Then you got on the other side, you got Michigan State, which was a 7 seed versus the number 1 seed, Duke. So Tom Izzo is like 1-7 against Coach K. And Coach K finds a way to kick Tom Izzo ass. And this Duke team is way better than this Michigan State team. But this Michigan State team is a good college basketball team. No NBA players on this team at all. You know, wow. No draft picks. You know what I'm saying? It's just a bunch of niggas playing basketball and they play well. You know what I'm saying? But the Duke team they playing is a little talented. They got a motherfucker named Justice Winslow that is an animal. Freshman. I'm pretty sure he's going pro after this year. Then you got Ja Okafor, the potential number 1 draft pick. You know what I'm saying? And the shooters on the wing, you got Quinn Cook, Beast, Tyus. Matt Jones came out of nowhere the other game. Fucking awesome. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Tyus Jones. So, you know, we got shooters for days. You know what I'm saying? So, look, I'm looking forward to be a Duke-Kentucky title. As if it's a Duke-Wisconsin title game. But I'm pretty sure it's going to be Kentucky and Duke. And I'm going to have to go on the limb. And say the Duke's gonna win.
Get the man, your fandom is
Homer.
Yeah, that fandom is out of hand.
But I'm just saying,
that shit is crazy. Like, I
can see. Look, I can see Duke being the only. I mean, John Calipari, you know how his teams are. They choke in the big game. His teams don't traditionally do what? Shoot free throws well.
They don't traditionally have 3, 6, 7 shot blockers though.
No, he has 4 almost 7-foot. He got 2 legit 7-footers and 2 almost 7-footers.
Yeah,
They only play 9 niggas, and 4 of them niggas is 6'10", 6'11", 7-foot, 7-foot. Then you got 2 guards that's 6'5". Like, sometime on the court, he'll have 6'5", 6'5", 6'10", 6'11", 7-foot. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's not...
His lineup is ridiculous. He's gotten 9 All-Americans to play 12, 13, 14 minutes, 20 minutes a game. You know what I'm saying?
Do they stay after this year?
No, man, no.
All of the whole fucking squad?
Listen, I'm going to tell you who's going on pro. The Harrison Twins gone. They're not going to stay another year. They stayed an extra year just to help them out. Now they're gone. Harrison Twins gone. So that's 2 gone. What's your boy named Carl Anthony Towns? Number 2 pick. Might be the number 1 pick. He's gone. Lyles, he's gone. Your boy, the other dude, what's his name? Carly Stein, 7-footer, he's gone. So they whole starting 5 gone. You know what I'm saying? But it's Kentucky. They're gonna reload with a whole.
Yeah,
that's why I said it's not. They don't rebuild. They're just gonna reload in Kentucky. But the problem with all the one and dones is, you know, you only got 40 games of jail. Like, you know, yeah. So that's the only thing I hate about the college game with all this one and done shit. Like, we don't got no seniors out there like at the big schools, like a team that played together for 4 years. And you know, that's a magical thing, the way them boys be out there playing good basketball. You don't really get that no more. So that's why the Wisconsin team, there's a bunch of seniors on there. You know what I'm saying? I could see them possibly winning the game. So, I think Kentucky going to win. It's going to be Kentucky-Duke final. And I got Duke winning it. That's my heart picking. My head still gonna pick Duke because I think Duke could beat Kentucky. Like, I think they can. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, so that's what I'm going with.
So I see nobody beat Kentucky at this point, but, you know.
Listen, Kentucky, look, Notre Dame had them. Notre Dame had them. You know what I'm saying? That was a good game. Notre Dame could have won the game, but their coach lost the game for them. Notre Dame coach, he kept letting, he wanted to go one on one with Carl Anthony Towns. Well, he should just double that nigga. Double him. You know what I'm saying? Don't sit there and let him just keep eating. Like, he did that against Duke and it worked. So he thought he could do it again against them. No, you can't do that against that nigga. Because they got two, you know, they was just like, it wasn't working. And it wasn't working. And so, yeah.
We'll see. So next time we record, this should be over.
Excuse me?
Next time we record, the Final Four.
Yes, and Duke will be national champion.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We get that shit in next week. Some music shit. We got to talk about music if we want to get our check. Yep. We got a couple of music topics. Actually, the rest of the show is music topics. I'm surprised we didn't talk about this one first. Be Easy might dock our pay for this.
Yes. He told you, you're supposed to lead off with that story. I told you.
I don't know how he did this shit. Jay-Z has his own music streaming. So you talked about before Dr. Dre having his. Jay-Z done jumped in the ring now with Tidal. Saying that the right way? Tidal? Like Tidal Wave, I guess?
Oh, Tidal. Okay, yeah. Like Tidal Wave. Okay, I thought you said... Yeah.
Not Tidal, like, not like Tidal. Champion.
What the fuck is that?
Tidal, how you like me now? Iron Man Shumpert. So, Jay-Z is in the arena now, and apparently this one is supposed to be different than the others. Artists are part owners.
$20 a month.
Okay, so that's if you want the high-end streaming. That's for the audio files.
Can I say something?
Go for it.
Okay. Oh, well, go ahead and finish telling. I'll save it.
So the $20 is for the high-end streaming, the high-quality tracks. They still have a $10 a month service like everybody else. The artists are part... Well, some artists are part owners. Madonna, Kanye, Rihanna.
J. Cole.
Who?
J. Cole. Don't forget.
J. Cole. Is he really part owner?
Yes!
This whole J. Cole, Jay-Z thing is really weird to me. There's going to be exclusive tracks. That's what they're shooting for. That's one of the things. And we're talking about like a month or two ahead of other networks getting the song.
Faster than the internet? Look, is it faster than the internet?
Well, I guess, I don't know. I mean, people are ripping albums from audio streams too. So I don't know if anything's safe.
Niggas ripping albums from listening parties. What you?
I mean, yeah. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? The first time I saw Group Rip, I was like, what? What is that? Oh, niggas is getting songs from everywhere. Okay, I get it now. And then they're higher artist payouts. Of course, they didn't disclose the numbers, but apparently you make more money with Tidal than you do with any of the other streaming stuff. So that's how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be something for the artist. And I don't know. The backlash on Twitter was kind of funny. People were kind of upset because Rihanna's out there, and they were saying, how is she going to act like she's a starving artist? And I get it, but... If I'm making $1 million and I could be making two, why are you mad at me for trying to make two?
Profit is not a bad thing. Like, everybody, like, if I'm in business, what do you think I'm in business for? Break even? Right. Like, I didn't come out here not to make money. Like, I mean, what the fuck?
Like, yeah, and we do that a lot, you know, as a society. We try and govern it and how much people should make.
Listen, markup, yeah. But, I mean, you know, you can't say, you know, I could see if I was sitting here selling the same thing you could get from across the street, down the street for $2 more. But if I'm 10 cent, 5 cent more than the next nigga, like, okay, that's okay. But if I'm like a dollar, if I'm gouging you, that's one thing. But come on, it's right. Not, profit's not a bad word. That's
not a bad word at all. What were you about to say about this net, about this the service?
Okay, this $20 a month. I know you keep saying it's the high end. But let's just say I want to go with the high end. $20 a month. So I got $20 a month for my Tidal music service.
Right.
I got $10 for my wrestling thing. I got what else I got? Whoa, give me some more monthly.
It's not monthly, but you paid $50 for Xbox.
Xbox Live membership. Boom. You know
$50 for the year.
Oh my god! Like, what? It's ridiculous.
But it's still cheaper than cable.
No, it's not. At the end of the day, I can pay my internet bill $40 to get you the internet these days. Might be $29.95. Who knows?
For what? We talking about really basic cable. You talking about really basic, like you may have ESPN cable.
You're gonna have ESPN with the basic of the basic cables. The little box they give you now, I paid like $20.99 a month. I got the basic of basic cable, but I got internet too. You know what I'm saying? So
what's your internet though? Is your internet basic?
Fuck yeah. I probably got about 30 meg, I ain't gonna lie.
So the cable shit is useless nowadays. So my only thing, like, with for whatever reason, the way mine is bundled, if I get rid of cable, my internet will go up. Like, my whole shit will be more expensive. So that's the main reason I have cable.
See, that's why I bundle. I got my phone and internet together. So you know what I'm saying? It's like,
do you use that phone?
Yes, my wife's talking on the phone all fucking day, nigga. Like I'm pretty sure my wife will end up with a tumor on her brain from her cell phone. Like when they come out, I'm gonna say, look, investigate this nigga. Y'all, I looked at her phone usage. Hey, I'm surprised her phone still got a battery in that motherfucker.
So wait a minute, your cell phone and your internet and cable is all on the same bill?
Hell no, I got T-Mobile cell phone.
Right.
Internet and phone is through CenturyLink. My cable is through Comcast.
Right, so your home phone that's through CenturyLink, do you use that phone?
Hell yes.
Really? I don't even know what the fucking phone number is here. There's no phone plugged into my phone line.
I got a fresh ass number, man. That shit live as fuck, man. It's a repeating number. Like it's like 1, 2
out of seven
numbers, 1, 2, six of them is fucking the same number.
Yeah, that's easy to remember.
Yes. It's awesome. Was all the same number.
I don't even use that shit, but that was what you just said is kind of like why I haven't cut all the cords and all that shit, because when you start piecing shit together, you paying more money. So I don't have any streaming network, because if I do any streaming music service, I gotta up my internet.
Yes.
Or I gotta up my my cell phone to have unlimited, because if I'm in the car and I got all my music is on streaming and I can't stream, what the fuck?
But see, if you think about it, I think about that sometimes, because I'm at home with my cell phone, so I'm running Wi-Fi at home. But when I go out, I'm probably using a lot of data on the streets, too, just out in public. Because, you know, me, I give no, I'm on all that shit on my phone. So, yeah, you're right.
So
but I was going to ask you, I saw right now. Damn it, I forgot. Oh,
so then you gotta up that shit, and then you got the little services you can piece together, like HBO Go, and then you got Netflix.
No. Internet covers all that, all them other ones. Because, you know, like I said, the sites I got, 20, 30 minutes after the shows go off, they on them, man.
I got a couple sites, too. You watch it on your TV or you watch it on your laptop?
Both.
So you're able to stream this shit with Chrome or something on your laptop to the TV?
Yes. I plug my HDMI cord from my computer to my TV.
Okay.
I'm about to buy that little Chromecast thing. And you know what I'm saying? I want that shit. Cause you know that'll make my life a whole lot better. You know what I'm saying? I got Chromecast. If I'm just like sitting in the bed watching TV, I'm gonna watch it on a computer. Like I don't mind watching on a laptop. You know what I'm saying? I don't care.
Some of these sites don't Chromecast right. So no. I probably just need to find some more sites. It's pretty much what that means. But yeah, good luck with Jay-Z, man, with Tidal, and you know, at least we got somewhat black ownership for some music shit.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be enough for y'all to give a fuck.
But in the words of Dame, is Jay-Z putting up his own money, though?
Oh, no. He's still calling somebody daddy.
Oh, okay. Somebody daddy, he ain't no boss.
Man. Well, okay. So Jay-Z apparently bought Tidal, whatever that means, for like $56 million last year.
Uh-huh.
So it's not a new service.
Okay.
It's just going, he's just finally pushing it out so more people can get it. It had like.
He getting his Lucius Lion.
Yeah, he getting his Lucius, you know, it's a publicly traded domain or some shit. He's getting like, he's got like 500 something thousand subscribers already.
Damn. So he bought something that's already in place.
Yeah, it was already in place. So I don't know how that's going to work for the future. But the fact is that everything Jay-Z touches turned to gold. So
he's a Lucius Lyons. He's the real life Lucius Lyon, man.
They said it was low key based on him. So there you go. I mean, there it is. Art imitates life. Speaking of some other shit that art imitates life, Erica Campbell of Mary Mary. Yeah. She got that song out now.
It's called Town Tomorrow Star, right?
Huh?
You coming to town tomorrow. Too bad I'm going to miss her. Well, I would so much be a groupie for her, man. She don't understand.
Like, stop it, man. Your Wayne will whoop your ass.
Who?
Her husband.
I mean, he can't beat me for the proverbial, you know, man. Stop that.
I'm just saying, man. He a Christian, but he a thug.
Okay.
I'm just, you know. Stop. So, Erica Campbell's got a song out called I Love God. I Love God. And people are losing their shit.
Of course.
It's got a little trap beat to it. It's a
hip-hop beat. It sounds like Zaytoven did that motherfucker.
Hey, the motherfucker is definitely, you know.
Like they, whoever, one of these Atlanta producers did that beat, and they were just like, please, you can't put your little tag on it. Mike Will made it. That is a definitely like a, listen to this track, bitch.
Yeah.
That shit would work on that shit. Like, hey.
Bust it on that beat, ho. Yeah, it's the same
shit. I mean, I can see it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, so, you know, that is definitely, I mean, the beat is hard. The beat go hard.
You know what I'm saying? If you listen to Mary Mary's last album, this sounds like the beats on that one.
Yes.
There's a lot of hip-hop influenced tracks. But people are mad about it because of that. They saying that, you know, she's taking it too far. This ain't gospel music. And she done stepped out of bounds. What do you think about that shit? I mean, I know
you're... First of all, I think the churches got to do whatever they got to do to keep the youth coming. Because it's a lot of outside forces that's keeping them from coming to church. I.e. school. You know what I'm saying? Like, school sitting there like, yo, you know, you sit there like, you know, and them kids be like, yo, man, that church shit ain't real. Like, yo, like, they be like, yo, there's some, they questioning, and they don't, and churches don't like to be questioned. And these young kids asking questions because they know better. You know what I'm saying? And so they, oh, that's just, da-da-da. And they don't want to hear it, so they shut kids out. So you have to do something to bring the youth in. And if her expressing her way and just, you know, new form, you know, she's trying something in the genre. They pushed the boundary before. The God and Me, they play that at the club. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and the people was mad about that too.
People's mad, you know, they get mad at the clothes they wear. Oh, them clothes are too fitting. I mean, it's like, have you been to church lately? It's a lot of fitting. I mean, that's just how they dress in church now. Like, I mean, I've seen many of women at church and I'm like, yo, she got a nice body. I'm at church. You know what I'm saying? Why? Because the women dress like that. It's just like times have changed. You don't have to wear your little white hat and your white gloves and to church no more, man. You know what I'm saying? People like, dudes come to church dressed in jeans and whatever. They just, you better be happy they there. So stop wearing, you know, like, so people, stop worrying about people wearing to church, man. Let them, I mean, I ain't got no problem with this song. I like it. I'm trying to, you know, like, I want my little daughter to perform that shit at church. Man.
I don't see nothing wrong. Like, so the people that I've seen, you know, if any of the people that, you know, really fuck with me in real life or listen to this show, they're about to be upset. The people that I've seen that talk about this song are out here doing sin all day, every day. Like, you got 2 and 3 kids out of wedlock. You fucking random bitches. You drinking every night. But you mad about this song.
A song.
It's a guy. Look, man, we just played last week. We played that song by Bizzle. That's not a traditional. The act of Christian hip hop still ain't even really embraced.
Exactly.
So, why? I don't understand. I guess I'm always conflicted because last time I checked, Jesus hung around with the lowlifes and scallywags.
Yes.
So last time I checked, he was dealing with the people that y'all hated with tax people, criminals, prostitutes, thieves. Them was Jesus' people. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about music. We're not talking about the work. We're talking about music. Y'all mad about this song, but what did y'all say about Creflo Dollar asking y'all to contribute to his jet? Mm-hmm. What did y'all say about Eddie Long when he was fucking them kids? I don't know. I don't do that church shit.
Gave him the benefit of the doubt. Oh, he's just out here to get money on somebody. Pastor wouldn't do that. Bishop
wouldn't do that. Bishop apparently fucking them boys.
Yeah, Bishop paid them boys off, obviously.
Yeah, paid them boys off. Y'all still going to church.
Yeah, that's y'all money that he had to pay off with. That's y'all little 10%. You know, the 10% that you think going to the Lord, it's not. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
But y'all mad about this song.
That's why my wife, like, yo, I give a dollar in church. I ain't gonna front. I do 10%. Nigga, please. Nigga, I just couldn't see myself. Let's say I made $500 a week.
Right.
I couldn't see myself going to church, dropping $50 in there every week. I just couldn't do it. Why? Because why? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm good on that. Like, I'm not a member of a church, you know what I'm saying? Because they got to pay dues. Like, I be sitting there like, I be looking at my wife sometimes like, you got to pay that much to go to church? Like, yo, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real? Like, nah, to be a member? You ain't got to call me no member. I'm not joining nobody church, man.
I mean, all of that shit is just weird to me. So, I've been to church. I've done it. I did all that. You know, I'm at the point now where I'm like,
we love church, man. And it's just like something about it. Like, but see, the new blacks, like, they don't fuck with church. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, and it's because of knowledge. And I told you, man, my mama slapped me one time when I was like 4th or 5th grade, man. Damn. Listen, bro, my mama slapped me straight in my mouth. Like, she ain't even know me, nigga. Like, I was in there. Look, we was at church. And then it was like Bible study or something. And then they was like, you know, doing all that. And then they asked any questions. I said, hey, I raised my hand. And I was like, how come the Bible don't mention the dinosaurs? And then I was like, when did God make the dinosaurs? And she was like, some, you know. I said, but the dinosaurs were here before man. So how did, you know, how did you know, God make man first if the dinosaurs before men? And the woman was, you know, I will never forget, man. Sister Williams kind of looked at me kind of, you know, she's like, well, you know, trying to explain. When we got out of that, nigga, my mama caught me, nigga. She, I was like, damn.
Damn.
Mama, she's like, don't you ever embarrass me like that before. You questioning God, blah, 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 blah. And I was just like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Mama.
You got that ass.
Nigga, I got a scar. Look, I got a scar over my lip, nigga, when she split my shit, nigga. Like, to this God day, nigga. Damn. Yes, sir, nigga. Like, I'm telling you, man. Like, and so ever since then, nigga, me and church, like, I was just like, and that's why I was just like, yo, they kind of fucked me up. Because I was just like, being like reading a lot and shit, I was just like, damn, it got me questioning. So that day I did that, I was like, yo, I see how black people is about religion. So I don't let, you know, let my feelings be known. I go to church with my wife because I know that's what she like. You know what I'm saying? But me personally, I'm just sitting there. I think I'm the agnostic kind of person where I know there's some higher being, but I know it didn't go like how they saying in this book. You know what I'm saying? So right, it's just whatever that is. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not, I don't know. It's just weird to me, man.
And it's really weird to me to see, you know, if we go back, depending on what you use as your source and all that other shit, we're not, you know, if you want an educational program, check out one of the other podcasts.
Yes.
They talk about how blacks didn't naturally have Christianity. That wasn't our religion. And to see us get so up in arms about Christianity all the time,
mm-hmm,
I'm just sitting there like, yo, like, the same people that's up here praising Obama in the church, y'all were victims of the church being bought out by Bush, mm-hmm, during his election. You know what I'm saying? Yes. They gave black churches money to get that Republican agenda out there, and y'all bought into it, and y'all voted Republican, and Bush got 8 years. They, like, so
how did that even go by, though? Let's be real. How much money did it take for a preacher to tell his black congregation, I don't vote for, who was it? John Kerry. Was it Kerry or Gore? Which one was it?
I think, shit, it was probably both. It's for 8 years, so it's both of them,
like,
niggas. But
I see Al Gore should have won this shit. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I voted for Bush the second term because Kerry just didn't. I was like, yo, I can't see that nigga as my president, man. Can't do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I just couldn't not. You know what I'm saying? He just didn't. Yeah, I voted for Bush, man. Fuck that.
I don't think it takes a lot of money. Like, if I've always said this shit, if you strip down the bullshit about racial barriers, if you strip that down and you're just talking about money and religion, most motherfuckers would probably be Republican. So Republicans are, you know, staunch Bible thumping motherfuckers. And when it comes down to religion for black people, we're usually that same way. You know, blacks don't, a lot of blacks in Christian circles don't like homosexuality either. It's very fucking Republican. Very conservative views on that kind of shit. So it doesn't take much for the preacher to say that shit because it's kind of aligned with their theory. Once you start adding the classism and shit, and then it gets different, it starts talking about democracy, and then you got a whole different ball of wax. When people go to church on Sunday, they won't hear that shit. They want to hear Christian this way, that way, what's right, what's wrong. That sounds like Republican shit. I'm voting Republican. It's very easy. That shit, I get it.
Okay. Yeah.
But to hear them argue about this, go ahead, what?
I said, I already looked at it the other way. I ain't never thought about it, like, you know, the views and everything. I just, you know, oh, man, man.
Because
after you said it, I was like, damn, that sound like, you know, you're right.
There's a test that you can test. I think it's on Facebook. You Google, like, how to tell if you're a Republican or Democrat or some shit like that. And most people are getting Republican because those views make sense. Like, if we go back into history, like I said, again, if you want one of those educational podcasts, go somewhere else. But
Democrats, don't see Saul Williams or something. Not Saul Reagan.
Right, don't see Saul Reagan. Saul Williams. Democrats weren't helping black people. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway. It's largely steeped on your economic status nowadays, how you vote. And Republicans have always been about cash. And so,
and black people, we about cash.
About having cash. Republicans are about keeping cash. And that's kind of the difference between the two. So yeah, when I hear,
we like spending it too now.
We do like spending it. But yeah, we're not about sharing the wealth.
Putting it for, you know, up for next generation. Hell nah. Because I'm gonna be the same way. When I die, I ain't leaving my kids. Shit.
God damn, Jerv.
Fuck that. Man, fuck that. Nobody, listen, ain't nobody leave me shit.
Where the money gonna go? What you gonna do with it?
I'm gonna blow that shit before I die. What do you mean?
How you gonna know?
And that owes the most when he dies wins. I want to be in so much debt when I die, nigga. That it's like, yo.
But you might be passing that debt on to your kids.
I'm not. No, they're not. They're gonna disassociate themselves with me, man. I'm gonna tell them, like, yo, I ain't gonna never put y'all names on shit as a cosign or nothing, nigga. Like nothing. You know, just that's your daddy debt, nigga. Like, yo, that's my dad. Like, I ain't got nothing to do with that. You know, that's the fuck
stupid,
that.
Stupid, man. Let's move on to some other shit that's kind of it's gonna get people up in arms too. T-Pain said that Aaliyah
has his own.
Huh?
Tally has his own,
man. Florida making the news again. T-Pain says that Aaliyah is overhyped by her death. And that if she were alive, she'd be compared to Beyonce. I feel like that's two different statements.
It's like you contradicted yourself.
Yeah. That part when he said that, I was like, I don't get it, because
no, she wouldn't be compared to Beyonce.
Right.
No.
Beyonce is
like, if she still would have been alive, I wanna know, like, would Beyonce be in that spot? But yes, Beyonce would have been. Beyonce has a talent that Aaliyah didn't have.
No, she can actually sing. It's very valid that you said Ciara. Aaliyah would be Ciara.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll be in that lane, or there will be no Ciara. It was just like, you know, she would be like the old, like, you know, like, who knows? Like, she was fucking with Jay-Z, but she was fucking with Dame. Right. And, you know, so she, I don't know if she would have married them or whatever, but, you know, let's be honest. She couldn't sing better than Beyonce. No. You know, Aaliyah was average singing at best. Average.
I'll give you that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that shit. Like, I think that's his whole point.
She was, like you said, she would have been Ciara. And it was like, that's fine. That's a lane for you over there. Yeah. But you wouldn't have been like, you know, you wouldn't have been boss. You wouldn't have been Queen B level. No. No, no, no.
I feel like that's fine. Like, again, when it comes to music, people feel like it's all or nothing. It don't have to be that way. I remember when Aaliyah passed, being one of two motherfuckers that I knew that actually liked Aaliyah. And so when I saw all the outpouring, I was like, but y'all didn't even fuck with her.
Exactly.
You didn't fuck with Aaliyah. Like, you didn't have Aaliyah CDs. You didn't know the song, but now it's we got biopics and shit, and everybody is comparing. Like, stop it. T-Pain, I think you're completely valid with your point. She is overhyped by death.
And a lot of people are.
It's what happens. It's okay. You do the shit, that's what happens with art. People die, and then we go spending a lot of money.
This shit go through the roof.
Autographs. If you ever have had an autograph appraised or anything appraised that was memorabilia for somebody, they'd be like, well, that motherfucker's still alive. You can still get this autograph, so... Like, yeah, it ain't worth shit. But once that nigga die, oh, shit. It's very rare now. We got to pay extra money. It's the same thing with her career. Y'all was not fucking with that shit. Four-page letter. Y'all was like, all right, this shit is cool.
Now, that's the only list. I like that one. I like that four-page letter. I like that song.
That album was off the chart. One in a million. That album was off the chart. That was that Timberland. Timberland shit.
It's all right. Yeah.
Here you go. If we check it, it's probably her highest selling album.
It probably is. One in a million, was that it?
Yeah.
No, that's AJ number. No, was it?
No, that's one.
That was one in a million.
Yeah.
Yeah. That probably is her highest selling album. I mean, but maybe one of the posthumous albums or something with Rock the Boat on it. That probably might be her highest selling album.
And that album wasn't even as good.
Probably wasn't, but she had died.
Exactly. T-Pain's whole point. Exactly. T-Pain's whole point. What do you think about that shit? Like, overall, is he off?
He's right. He's 100% correct. That's years. Like, yo, that was the best thing for her career was her dying. No disrespect to anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all I'm saying. Like, because, you know, like, I mean, for a lot of niggas, like, you might fall off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who knows if she could have, you know, stayed on. So, I mean.
I went ahead and looked it up. All of her albums. This has got to be off. All of her albums have gone 2-time platinum. Like, US 2-time platinum on every album. I would like to know the dates that shit was certified platinum on this. I know One in a Million, I feel like that album was a lot bigger. But then Aaliyah, like you said, that's the one, if we talk about global, that's the one that got the most recognition.
Yeah, because it was just like, because she died, I guess.
That's exactly what it was. It's exactly what it was. So I don't see anything wrong with his statement. I really don't like that album in comparison to One in a Million. Like, the more I think about it, now I'm looking at the playlist and shit too. I'm like, no. I think Rock the Boat was overrated. I Didn't Like More Than a Woman. I Care For You is about the only song on there I really liked. That's just fucked up. But of course, they're going to take issue with T-Pain. We'll see how this shit goes, but he shouldn't have mentioned Beyonce. You're going to try to get yourself sniped. You're going to get sniped on that shit, man.
He died in 01. She was 22. Damn.
Yeah. It's just crazy, man. Do you have a Keep It 100?
I sure do have a Keep It 100. What's the I saw Keep some 100? Shit on the internet this week, so I right there disturbed me. I want to ask the brother GQ Blue about these practices that these fraternities have. Now, I know Blue said he was the only one online, so he wouldn't know nothing about this. And if he did, I mean, it wouldn't have been as bad. But I saw this Pass the Yolk shit.
Pass the Yolk?
It was like four or five niggas in a line. They cracked the egg in the first nigga mouth. He had to spit the egg into the next nigga mouth. And so on and so forth to the last nigga. He had to swallow the egg. Now, that's the most disgusting shit I've ever seen in my life. You know what I'm saying? And if this is the shit you got to do to get into a fraternity, I don't want to be in one, man. Fuck this shit. Whoever this is not showing me brotherhood. That's fucking disgusting. First of all, we said, oh, God. So, listen, fraternity, stop this bullshit, man. I got to pay to be in. That should be enough. You ain't got to make me run through fucking hoops and chase goats and you know, look, man, keep the fucking shit simple. Passing the yoke, that's disgusting.
That's
fucking, you know what I'm saying? So, GQ Blue, if you did this shit, I'm disappointing you, my brother. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? It's just, no. And maybe it's just I don't know. It's just disgusting. So, any of our frat listeners, chime in. Let us know if you passed the yoke. I could, you know, I will fucking, you know, talk shit to you for a second, and I let it go. But I just want to know how it was.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
It's like kissing a dude, bro.
That's worse than kissing a dude. I mean, you kissing four dudes, five dudes, yes, depending on your goddamn line.
Like the first nigga, he ain't that bad, cause he ain't really, you know, he's spitting at you, and then
that's disgusting. I was listening to one of these podcasts the other day, and they were talking about how a lot of the rituals that fraternities have, regardless if they're black or white, were based on the Secret Skull Society and all those traditions. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that shit got a little homosexual.
Yes, man. We know how the men were back in the days, man.
A lot of that stuff got a little homosexual. So I don't know if all of that shit current to now even has the same thought process or meaning, or if we're just blindly doing a lot of the same shit that we've been taught because... tradition, but that's disgusting.
Did you join a fraternity, all right?
Can't speak on that. No. I mean, it ain't too much to say. I was allegedly joined. Like, I went through the process only to find out that there was no process.
Damn. So all you do is pay your money, you in.
Didn't even get to that part.
Damn.
So, like, we did the whole ritual. We were online for fucking month. And then at the end of the process, like, we were about to be done. It was like, oh, by the way, none of this shit is legit.
Oh, shit.
None of your shit got reported. We don't know these niggas. Y'all should have been online. We need to do it this way.
What the fuck?
And they was like, yeah, so if y'all wanted to be official, y'all want to be bros, give us 1 week and do it our way. We'll all be your dean. Dean is the nigga running the show. We'll all be your
dean. Big brother almighty.
Yeah, but it was like 30 of them. And, like, none of these niggas had jobs. They were all shiftless motherfuckers. Like, yeah, nah.
You just want my cash, nigga.
You want my cash and you want to show your ass to us. Yeah. You want to make us be your lap boys. Nah.
Yeah, and that's homoerotic a little. Like, I mean, you want to dominate another man for, like, that's fucking weird, man. So, yeah. Hey, yo, fraternities, man. Something about the history of the fraternity or some bullshit. Hey, you know, like, let it be done. You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas have failed the test, trust me. You know what I'm saying? But it's sitting there, you know, whooping me and making me spit yolk and run 10 miles in the midnight while a nigga with a chainsaw chasing me through the woods blindfolded with one leg tied to another nigga. Like, that shit's fucking stupid. Stop it.
And that's kind of how the decision we had to make. So you go through a month of doing different shit. It was never that bad because our process was unconventional as fuck.
Give me some shit that you had to do, sorry.
I can't do that.
Just something. Just say something like...
I can't do that.
Like, I mean, so is that secret? I mean, you're not even in. So you are, just by you knowing it's something, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I can't do that, man. I mean, you know, there's shit you're supposed to do. And we did a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? I will say that none of this shit had any homosexual tones to it at all. Like I said, our process was definitely unconventional.
Because we had to get something like, go around, like,
Say it again.
Like you had to go ahead and get 1,500 condoms up or something like that.
Nah. Like most of our shit was mental.
Mental.
So yeah, we had to do a lot of. It was a lot of mental process that we had to deal with, and like I said, a lot of our stuff was different because at the time I was pledging, I'm fucking grown. Like nigga, I'm 25, 26. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I'm just not doing a lot of bullshit, and that's how it was approached. And I was the ace, so they're like, yo, we need y'all to do this. I'm like, I gotta work, so I'm not doing that. Well, damn. Well, when can you meet? I can meet tomorrow. All right, well then we'll do it tomorrow here. I can't do that either because I got class at 7. Well, when can you do it? Well, we can do it at 5 o'clock.
All right. Is it a graduate chapter?
Huh?
Is it a graduate chapter?
No, I was still undergrad.
Oh, okay.
It was still undergrad, but I'm just a different kind of nigga sometimes, and so I was just telling what I was and what I'm not do.
18, 19 year old chumps.
Right. So the actual process should have been, well, nigga, you get the fuck out. That's what they should have told me, but they didn't. So I kind of ran our process, and then we did this shit, like I said, for a month. And at the end of it, we met up at one of our house at one of the guys' houses because one of the cats in my line was like, yo, something doesn't seem right. So he did a little research and found out. And on the way over there, he was telling me like, yo, I don't think these niggas reporting us. I don't think none of our paperwork's been processed. I don't think they know this person. So we get over there, and they knew about it, which is why it was a meeting. And we get there, and it's like four niggas we never seen before, smoking weed, drinking 40s. And then after about 10 minutes of us sitting in the living room waiting quietly, like, what the fuck is going on? Like, 40 niggas show up. And like, yo, we know this brother. He cool, but your process wasn't done right. You don't know this. You don't know this person. We should be running your process. So, I mean, you know, we respect the stuff that y'all did, but if you want to be official, you need to give us like 1 week, maybe 2 weeks. It'll be like your hell week and then you done. What? Nah. This is like, nah. So he said, y'all think about that. Let us know what you think. But tonight, we're going to give y'all your first party. So we had to go to a party. I can't tell you this part. We had to go to the party wearing the same uniform with masks on, and we had to stroll. And they protected us while we strolled because where
What's
we went.
Stroll?
You go through throwing up your letters, your signs, and your dance. When the niggas marching at the party.
Oh, okay. Those guys that come in the club and
stroke.
Like, what the fuck, man? Why do you do that shit? Man, okay. I never understood that shit. Because we'd be at the party, something, they'd be lying niggas. Like, okay, so that's what it's called. See?
Yeah, so you stroke.
I didn't learn that at community college. I'm sorry.
So we got in the stroll. It was us by ourselves, but the bros, the 40 bros that was there, was surrounding us because we went to a city party and our chapter wasn't a city chapter. So these niggas didn't know us either. So basically they set us up for failure. So we rolling up there, we throwing up the signs for the crew, for the frat, and these niggas don't know us. And we got on masks. So they're like, yo, who the fuck is them niggas? Nah, they cool, bro, they cool. So when we were done strolling, when we got to the door, them niggas said, run to the car. So we ran and we got the fuck up out of there. And niggas was looking for us because they wanted to know who the fuck we was. So that whole shit was really weird. It was really weird. Like when we got out the car, nigga, we standing there. We had to stand outside in line for about 10 minutes with these niggas that didn't know us talking shit, spitting in our face, talking shit the whole time. We sitting like, what the fuck is going on? We've never seen these motherfuckers. So anyway, at the end of that, the next day they asked us what we wanted to do. And I was like, I'm out. Fuck y'all. I'm not doing this shit again. That was some bullshit. And to this day, I don't talk to them niggas. So
Did any of them stay on?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, everybody dipped. Like, my deuce wasn't even really in that shit because I think he was in grad chapter.
What
was
is the ace and the deuce? I heard you say ace and deuce, man. I know it's one and two.
Exactly. Ace is the first. It's typical. Well, I can't tell you how.
Is it the number line? Is this the number?
Yeah, ace is your first.
Okay.
So deuce is second. I only had three parts in line, so I can't tell what the name. Our whole line was all fucked up, And as a matter of fact, my Trey, the last one in the line, he was on a basketball scholarship. He couldn't even play basketball no more because they fucked up his knee.
Get the fuck out of here!
Yeah, some shit, and this is some shit they did when we weren't around, when the ace and the deuce wasn't around. It was just him. Because he was going to try and do it. He's like, man, I think I'm gonna do it. I said, well, it's on you. I said, I'm not doing the shit. And Deuce is already out. He been out. I said, I'm not doing that shit. I said, basically, I'm too old for that. I'm gonna try, man. You know, we done put in this time. I want to try, and they fucked him up. Man. Fucked up his scholarship. I ain't heard from that bro since. He ended up losing scholarship and having to go back home. So yeah, man, that shit. When you say that, I'm like, yeah, there's a lot to it, and niggas take that to heart. There's a difference between being a bruh and being a bruh. There's a difference, and niggas will let you know that there's a difference. So I don't know, man. Keep it 100. Damn. Keep it 100, man. You gonna give us our winners and losers this week?
Oh man, I'm a loser this week, man. It's all right. Shit, man. All right, so J. Cole came to town Saturday night. He had a concert. And I had a chance to get a ticket, but I didn't want to go to the concert by myself. Because that's just, you know, why you want to go to a concert by yourself? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so my dog, you know what I'm saying? He's a big J. Cole stan, you know what I'm saying? But he couldn't get him a ticket. So he was like, fuck it, man. Let's just go. You know, he had this wild idea that he was going to meet J. Cole and get him to sign his CDs.
Wait, so signed his copies of the J. Cole CDs?
Yes, his real copy. He actually bought them, you know what I'm saying? One-on-one he open. Like, he didn't open one-on-one. So, you know what I'm saying? So, we go to the little club, let out, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you know what I'm saying? You know, parking lot swole, you know what I'm saying? He go holler at one of the bouncers, and the bouncer's like, yo, man. Boom. All right, they go that dream. You know, you can see the little look of despair in his face, like, shit. So then it was the after party, you know, the after party for the J. Cole thing. So he's like, fuck it, let's go there, man. J. Cole might be there. Bruh, he's not coming to the after. I don't know, man. He did a show for $1 one time. Yeah, but, you know. So we get there, and it say free all night. So we get there, stand in line. Oh, this is the VIP line. But it's free. Why is there a VIP line if it's free? Okay, we'll go to this line. Oh, it's $30 in this line. Damn. It was $20 in this line. Damn, so I look at my dog, I was like, shit, what's good? And he was like, man, bro, let's dip. I was like, all right, you know, I could have, you know, I we get in the car, and buddy like, yo, I ain't got nothing but $1. $1? Like, $1? He like, yeah. What the fuck you think we was, what the hell? So anyway, we end up going to this other club. So I'm going to this club, man, you know, my spider sense start tingling, man, like, something ain't right. So I'm standing, you know, we walk into the club. I see about 5-6 dudes walk by. You know what I'm saying? See another couple dudes walk by. Suspect. So me and my dog go to the door. You know, the bouncer started giving us a hard time. You know what I'm saying? Joning and shit. So, you know, get in there. Lady like, yo, $10. I look around. So, all right. You know where we was at, man. A gay club.
Oh. Said, yo.
I was looking at my dog. I was like, bruh, man. I was like, well, let me go to the car and get some cash. Oh, we can swipe your card. No. I'll be right back. So I'm walking out. I was like, bro, you know that was a gay club? He was like, what? I was like, nigga, you ain't know this was a gay club? Like, you know what I'm saying? So that night, your boy took a lot of L's. And so I'm the loser this week because I didn't go to the show. I ended up going to a gay club. Almost. I ain't going in. You know, I've been to a gay club before, so, right? But I knew I was going to a gay club and I had a good time. You know what I'm saying? But... You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, hey, it's not like what you think it is. Well, it is, but it ain't like that. And my winner this week, did I have a winner? Oh, man, Duke Blue Devils. Man. Coach K, man. Coach K, you my winner this week because you did a fantastic job this season with the boys. Win or lose, you did a fantastic job with the team you got this week. So Coach K, my winner, man.
Your ass. I've been to a gay club. It was in Atlanta. So a lot of those times you end up at a gay club and you don't know it. Mm-hmm. And they play, it's all dance music. So yes, you be dancing like a motherfucker. You gonna have party. A ball. Yeah, they party like a motherfucker. So
white people
that.
Party better than black people. I'm gonna go ahead and say that.
White people party better than black people?
Yes. Yeah, white people go to a party with some pajamas on and have a great time. Black people, we gotta get dressed up to go to the club. Nah, white people don't do that. You know why? Because they're going to get fucked up.
Yeah, and that's an integral part of being able to have a really good time is not giving a fuck.
Yeah,
white people don't give a fuck.
Like, white man can't dance. He be out there just on the floor, just like, yeah, but you can't tell him he ain't having a great time. We sitting back like, look at this country motherfucker.
Nigga having the ball. We dress too clean.
Like, a black
sweat.
Person can't dance, will not get out there and dance. Why? Because we know if you can't dance, you just don't dance. You know what I'm saying?
Better
like,
sit up on that wall, nigga.
Yes. We'll sit there two step you to death, but if we can't dance, we too uptight. Black people, learn to have fun, man. Stop it, man. We too cool for school, man.
Yeah, this shit is. That's probably why I don't party now. Cause fuck it. What do you think about your grown ass friend wanting an autograph from J. Cole? Like, what's the deal? Like, if it's not an athlete.
There's nothing wrong with being a fan, so, all right? So you telling me if you seen the God Allah rock him right now, you're going to be like, yo, sign my seventh letter CD I got signed.
First five don't have a CD. Hilarious. That's first. That's fucking hilarious. I might get a picture. I can't see getting the autograph. The autograph is weird to me.
I mean, I don't know. I'm an autograph person. You know what I'm saying? I rather, you know, like, I don't like taking pictures. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
That's true. I don't like taking pictures either, but I need a way to remember
it. Nigga, you don't like taking pictures. Selfie cane.
I will take a selfie, but you see it's neck up. It's neck up.
I take a selfie.
I take a selfie neck up. The full body shits is for the birds. Fuck that. But I feel like if it's an athlete, that's a different autograph. It's something about the music shit. Like when we went to see Eric Robertson, I'm a big Eric Robertson fan. Okay. But when it came time for the autograph, because we bought like 5 CDs, me and the wife went, and it was time to get the autograph. I was like, you give him the CDs to get the autograph if you want.
Oh, yeah. I send my kids to get the autographs.
Yeah, I'm not going to be up in here and, you know, trying to do a picture. And they were trying to figure out how to position him. Like, you get in the middle. I'm not going to be standing next to the nigga, man. Like, it's, I don't know. It's just weird to me. It's just weird. Winners and losers this week? I don't have none. I guess my losers are the people that are mad about I Love God.
Yes.
You niggas is hypocrites. Don't do that shit.
Listen to the message.
Right, thank you. Can you get to the fucking words you worried about?
Song's called I Love God. You got a problem with a song called I Love God? Like, what?
The fuck are you really mad about? With your 9 to 10 kids and 7 baby daddies. What the fuck are you really mad about? We got any shout-outs this week, bro?
Man, shout-out to the nation, man. Shout-out to everybody fuck with. Same thing every week, man. Nothing new this week, man. We need some more...
Drops.
Yeah, drops from the people. Call in. We'll put you on the show. You know how we do, man. We
need some motherfucking drops. And, props to the new cats getting these reviews done. They're knocking this shit out.
Man.
Putting our reviews. We got the Action Bronson.
Keep us old niggas around, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, you know, some of y'all going to give us jobs. Some of y'all going to have us come right back to, you know, come out of retirement.
Yes.
Is what I heard.
Keep us in retirement.
I hope. I don't know. I heard that we might have to get brought up. We might have to dust off.
Yeah, depending. You know, until next year. I don't know. We got our yearly annual review coming up. It would be easy, man. Who knows?
We have to do a review this year, man.
See if we're going to get our contract extended like Kyrie Irving or whatever.
Hey, man. We might have to do a review this year. You might have to get off the couch.
Yeah, you're right, man.
Get off the bench and go in the game one good time. You know, album coming out, something to need a review. But leave us a drop, 347-201-2572. That's 347-201-2572. Let us know what you think of the show, what you think about shit we said, what you think we need to say, talk about our mamas, whatever you want to do, man. Leave us a drop at that number. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. You Better Call Saul, sitting in with King Germ. We will holler at y'all next time on the Frocast for NappyAfro.com. We out. Peace.
Yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, aka The Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.